Om Shanti. 23rd July 2019, Tuesday. Slogan: use your powers at a time of need and you will have a very good experiences. Use your powers at a time of need and you will have very good experiences. Soul had become powerless because of forgetfulness. Soul had become powerless because of forgetting its very nature. And the soul, which is enveloped by body, because of forgetfulness, came into body consciousness. And the more we drifted away from soul, we became powerless. If we draw a circle and this is the soul, the more we are near the soul, we are powerful. The more we go away, we become powerless. This is the orbit and this is the body consciousness and this is the soul consciousness. The more you drift away from soul, power goes away. And when one is operating at this level, whether they are talks, interactions, conversation, relationships, seva for that matter, when everything is happening at this level, when everything is on this, at the orbit, these things make one unhappy. Whether they are relationships, even if a seva which is done on the orbit of body consciousness makes one unhappy. So all interactions, all behavior, all speech, all thoughts, all dreams, all imaginations, all awareness, all eating, all drinking, all listening, or eating, writing, everything which is happening here makes one unhappy. And everything which is happening at this level makes one unhappy, happy. So where I am operating, at the center or at the periphery? That's the question. We may never be absolutely on the periphery, but we are also not absolutely at the center. We are somewhere here, sometimes here, and sometimes few, some rare moments of body consciousness, soul consciousness. But most of the life of those who know, or those who have got theoretical knowledge of soul and body, they more often than not operate at the BC level and not at the SC level. It's a journey from BC to SC. It's a journey from body consciousness to soul consciousness. So we become powerful only and only when we realize, not just realize, but we practice soul consciousness throughout the day. It's not about practicing in the morning. It's not about practicing in the evening. The most important thing is to practice soul consciousness throughout the day. And what is the way of practicing soul consciousness throughout the day? To do spiritual drills. To keep on doing spiritual drills. Without spiritual drills, you cannot become healthy. Without exercise, one cannot become healthy. So if you want to become spiritually healthy, emotionally healthy, intellectually healthy, socially healthy, emotionally stable, one must return back to the source again and again, again and again. Every interaction makes us go out on the periphery. Now, it's very easy to go from center to the periphery, but quite difficult to come from the periphery to the center. But that is the purushartha, but that is the effort. Every time you go here, remind yourself and come back to the center. Again you go back, again come back to the center. Because coming to the center is the solution to all the problems of the world. Because all the sorrow has risen from periphery, from the orbit. If this is the cause of all the sorrows and this is the cause of all the sufferings, coming back to the center, going back to the source should be the only solution. If there is a fight with somebody, if A is fighting with B, what is the solution? Should they sit together and discuss the matter? And they have done it multiple times and things have worsened after that. The only solution for all the problems, the only solution for all the altercations, all the difficulties, all the challenges, all the disturbances in the life is to come back to the source. And coming back to the source means to practice soul consciousness. And the way to practice soul consciousness is to practice spiritual drills throughout the day, maybe 1 hourly or even more, because every interaction makes us body conscious most of the time. You are going alone in silence and you meet somebody and you start talking. So you are moved away from the center. It's less likely that you remain in the center and keep on talking. It is also possible. This is one of the highest stages of spirituality. That you remain in the center and yet you are doing everything which you are doing at present on the periphery. So going back to the center, coming back to the center is the only solution. And Baba is saying, use your powers at the time of need. As I said, we are more powerful, we are most powerful when we are soul conscious. We are most powerful when we are silent. We are most powerful when we are introverted. We are weakest when we are body conscious. We are weakest when mirth and enjoyment and laughing is going on the surface. Outside it looks like we are happy, but inside we aren't. Because our nature is silence. Because our nature is soul consciousness. Because our nature is bliss. And that bliss is available only at the center. There is a deficiency of bliss on the periphery. There is no bliss here. Because this is a circle. Circle is unstable. Circle is unstable. There are constant earthquakes happening on the periphery. The only earthquake-free zone is center. So come back to the center. Come back to this point of stability. So when you are here, you are powerful. When you are here, you are less powerful. So to use all powers means to remain stabilized here at the center. Unless and until you are at the center, you cannot remain powerful. This is the point of power. So using all powers at the time of need. So, this is the circle and we are here. And these are the life situations. If this is a situation which has come suddenly, this is a Brahmin soul A, and suddenly the soul listens the news of death of some Laukik relative, and there is a disturbance. Some B has died, or A, who was working with C, who is also a Brahmin soul for a very long time, suddenly becomes sick, ill, and there is a disturbance. Baba is saying, when you are here, you are powerful. If you stay here only, you can use the power in all the situations. When you are already here, you cannot use any power, because you don't have power, you only have the knowledge. Only the theoretical knowledge of powers. We are most powerful when we are soul conscious. All powers are in the emerged form when we are soul conscious. The moment we turn body conscious, powers dwindle down, they go away. So using power at a time of need. What are the times of need? Crisis, difficulties, problems, sudden bad news, something like that. Because this is the world of sorrow. This is the world of sorrow. This is the world of falsehood. You cannot expect persistent happiness in this world ever. It is impossible to have happiness in this world. Because the very nature of this world is untruth. So we have 8 powers. Baba is saying, use these powers at the time of need. We'll start with power to withdraw. When you will use this power? When you will use this power? Power to withdraw. When you will use power to withdraw? Baba gives the example of tortoise. When you will use the power to withdraw? When you find that there has happened unnecessary expansion. Expansion of thoughts. Expansion of speech. Expansion of actions. Expansion of seva. Expansion of relationships. Expansions of contacts, connections. Expansion of resources, facilities. When you see that expansion has happened, suddenly you have to put a brake. Suddenly you have to apply a full stop. Suddenly you have to withdraw. Withdraw from everything which is going in the wrong directions. Why I want to make expansion? So one must realize that time. Baba is saying at the time of need. This is the time of need. And then only you will have good experiences. If you continue expanding, for example, there is a Brahmin soul A, and who is also having a business. And he thinks that I should earn more money so that I can contribute more to Baba's service. This is a very good thought, but very tricky and very deceptive thought. Because this desire to earn more money will make him run more after his money, will make him to expand his business, and every expansion of such business will make him get rid, will make him sacrifice his yoga, his murli, his churning, his solitude, his silence, and so many things. And when all these things happen, when all these things happen, there is no happiness. Rather, the person will become all the more unhappy. So every expansion will lead to waste and withdrawal from such expansion will lead to bliss. So the first power we have is power to withdraw. Power to withdraw. So withdraw yourself when you see there is an unnecessary expansion. The second power is power to pack up. Power to pack up. When things are lying everywhere in the room, you should have a luggage where you should be able to pack everything. So this power is also something like power to withdraw, but it has more to do with journey. It has more to do with you are going somewhere and you can't afford to have things littered up everywhere in the room. One relationship is here and you are involved in that. One service is here and you are extremely involved in that. There is a bodily disease here and you are involved in that. There is somebody, excessive familiarity. There is another person, some resources of science, and you are excessively dependent on that. So anything which is making you scattered in such situation, you should pack everything. And this also means to have some physical relationships, like excessive things kept in the house. Recently, yesterday or day before yesterday, Baba said they have got 10 or 20 saris unnecessarily kept. So that is an expansion. That is a gross expansion. So gross expansion of thing, whether at house, at center or Madhuvan, anywhere. It's a high time to power to pack up. Also, power to pack up applies to thoughts. Also, power to pack up applies to emotions. Also, power to pack up applies to the past memories. Also, power to pack up applies to awareness, relations, connections and all those things. So that is the second power. So at the moment you realize that you are lost somewhere in the Brahmin life, pack up. Third power is to tolerate. You must understand when we have to tolerate and when we should not. And tolerance is a great virtue. And one will never repent for having tolerated things. One will always repent for intolerance. Somebody said something very wrong, bad thing to me, and I answered back. So I repent. If I don't answer back, I probably will repent less or may not repent. One English author has said, I always repent for what I have said, never for what I never said. I just thought, but never said. I don't repent for that. I repent for what I said. So even though there is a storm of emotions, it's better sometimes not to say anything. Tolerate. And what is the biggest thing in tolerance? Whom we should tolerate? What we should tolerate? We should tolerate what? Other person's sanskar, opinions, words, behavior, comments. Tolerate all this and you become powerful. So this is as if a power. Invoke the power. O power of tolerance, come back. Come to me and I can tolerate. The more I tolerate, the more powerful I become. The next power is the power to accommodate, power to accommodate. What you have to accommodate? Each other's weaknesses, each other's imperfections, failings, flaws, defects, everything which you dislike. So you have to accommodate everything. This is a great virtue and it requires great power. For example, somebody staying in Pandavavan, some mother with 20 mothers in single hall, great power of accommodation and tolerance is needed to stay with 20 people in one hall, or to stay with 10 people in one hall, or to stay with 5 people in one hall. So if you stay with any one of these, it requires great power. A real yogi is the one who can stay in with 20 people, out of which 5 are snoring at the top of their lungs whole night, and you can't do anything to stop their snoring. So power to accommodate. Then power to face. One must face so many things in life, because life is not going to happen. Things are not going to happen according to my will, my wish. I am going to encounter unfavorable situations, difficult things. I am going to interact with difficult people, toxic people, difficult boss, difficult colleagues, uncooperative, non-cooperative people, disobedient juniors and highly arrogant seniors. Arrogant seniors, non-cooperative companions and disobedient juniors. How do you manage these three things? And if you have any one of them, things are difficult. And if you have all three of them, definitely you are going to become Maharati if you can do all of interact with these three people. Those who are very arrogant seniors and those companions, none of them cooperates, and juniors, none of them listens. So when you are placed in such a situation, know that Baba wants to make you very powerful. Have no complaints for them, but mold yourself rather than them. So power to face. You have to face not just, you don't have to face people, rather you have to face circumstances. Your fight is not with people, your fight is with circumstances. You don't have to do anything with any soul in the world or their behavior. You can't do, rather. Even if you decide, even if you want, you can't do anything. Which is the sixth power? Power to discriminate. You must learn to discriminate what is sense and what is essence, what is true and what is untrue, and what is right and what is unright, and what is righteous and what is unrighteous. So one must learn to discriminate in life. This power is needed everywhere. How should I interact? Baba has said in one of the Avyakta Murlis that you must know the leaves who are near about you. This is a tree and you are one of the leaves. So you must know the neighboring leaves. You must know your neighbors, their nature, their sanskars. And then power to judge. You should be able to judge, or you should be able to decide what to do, what not to do, at what time. Now Amrit Vela has finished. Now it's a time to decide whether to go to sleep or go to class or to exercise or to waste time or to watch something, to get lost in the digital world. So it's a decision. Throughout the day you have to keep on deciding what to do and what not to do. You cannot hope to remain indecisive. The more indecisive one is, the more confusing and perplexed one becomes. So power to decide, or you can say judge. And last power is cooperate. And there is one soul who needs your greatest cooperation. Who is he? You yourself. Because you are suffering and you need your own cooperation. You are cooperating with the world but not cooperating with your mind. The mind is unruly. The mind deceives. The mind is a trickster. It tricks, it cheats. So, to have use all the powers at the time of need means you should be at the center. This is the body and this is the body conscious level. Interactions should happen, be at the center and then interact at the periphery. Periphery is the world of relations, seva, talks, conversations, classes or interactions and food and eating and doing everything. But everything should be done while remaining stabilized here at the center. So that is today's slogan. Use your powers at the time of need and you will have a very good experience. Om Shanti.